The Story of Peter Pan. The Darling family had a dog named Nana. Nana loved children very much, especially Wendy, Michael, and John. She put them to bed, bathed them, gave them breakfast, and took them to school. She even slept in their room. She was an excellent nanny. One day it was Nana's evening out. When Mrs. Darling went upstairs, the boys were asleep, but Wendy was waiting for Peter Pan. Peter Pan was a little boy who lived in Neverland. He came to visit them every night, but Wendy could never stay awake long enough to see him. Mrs. Darling remembered Peter Pan. He was a carefree boy who did not want to grow up. She was happy when Nana was back to watch the children closely all night. Soon she heard Nana barking. Mr. and Mrs. Darling went to check up on the children and saw Nana holding Peter Pan's shadow in her mouth. They knew he was going to come to get his shadow back. Although the children were in their beds, Nana was still barking and Mr. Darling chained her up in the garden. Mrs. Darling was scared that Peter Pan could come when Nana was outside. But the windows were fastened, so Mr. Darling was sure that everything was going to be fine. Peter Pan waited until they fell asleep. Then he asked Tinkerbell, his little fairy, to go inside and open the window for him. Wendy was happy to see him. Peter Pan invited her to Neverland. Wendy asked if John and Michael could also come. Peter Pan said it was fine, but first he had to catch his shadow because it didn't want to follow him anymore. Wendy sewed the shadow back onto Peter Pan. Then Tinkerbell sprinkled the children with the fairy powder so that they could fly. They all set off to Neverland. Nana was barking all the time because she wanted to wake up the children's mum and dad. Wendy thought they should not fly to Neverland, but Peter told her that they would be back in no time at all. Neverland was not far, second to the right and straight on till morning. The children enjoyed flying and soon they saw an island. It was Neverland. It was getting dark and they had to watch out for the pirates. The famous pirate, James Hook, the Iron Hand, wanted to kill Peter Pan. But Peter Pan wasn't worried at all. He knew Captain Hook was too busy running from the ticking crocodile. The ticking crocodile had a clock in its tummy and wanted to eat Captain Hook. Suddenly, they heard a cannon go off, bang, bang, in their direction. Wendy got hurt and was lying lifeless on a clearing in front of Peter Pan's house. Peter's boys quickly built a house around her. When it was finished, Wendy woke up. Luckily, she wasn't seriously hurt. So all the children went to play with the mermaids in the bay. In the evening, they saw the pirate's ship again. The pirates had Peter's friend, an Indian princess, with them. Peter Pan wanted to help the Indian princess, so on his signal, the children started the fight. Captain Hook told the pirates to let the princess go. He just wanted Peter Pan. They fought and Hook hurt Peter Pan with his iron hand. It hurt a lot. But Peter Pan was lucky because a nearby Neverbird offered him a nest to swim away in. Captain Hook told the pirates to follow Peter Pan, find out where he lived and catch the children. The pirates were not allowed to touch Peter Pan though, because Captain Hook wanted the boy for himself. He went into Peter's house, found him asleep and put 3 drops of poison in his drink. Then he went back to the ship to kill the other children. When he was gone, Tinkerbell woke Peter Pan and told him where the children were. To prove that the drink was poisoned, she tasted it. She became very unwell. Peter Pan wanted to save her and asked all the children in the world if they believed in fairies. They answered that they believed, and then Tinkerbell got better immediately. Next, Peter Pan and Tinkerbell flew to save Wendy, Michael and John from the pirates. Peter Pan pretended to be the ticking crocodile. Captain Hook got scared and Peter won the fight. All the pirates were dead and Hook was eaten by the real ticking crocodile. Although Wendy, Michael and John loved Peter and liked Neverland very much, they had to go back home. Wendy asked Peter Pan to go with them, but he said his home was Neverland. Still, Peter let his boys go with the darling children because the boys wanted to have parents. Mr. and Mrs. Darling were happy to have their children back. They were happy to have a few new sons as well. After all, they already had Nana, the best nanny in the world.